Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. We've heard a lot about the Riverside County Department of Public Health over the past year and a half, but they haven't just been dealing with all things COVID-related. Kristen Rodriguez, Child Lead Poisoning Prevention Program Coordinator, is here to discuss Lead Poisoning Week, which kicks off today and lasts through Saturday. She's joined by Desiree Contreras, Health Education Assistant with Riverside County Public Health. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you, Vicki.
Start by telling us, what is lead and where is it found?
So lead is something that's in our environment and something that we want to educate the community on. It is a natural occurring gray metal, which is toxic if absorbed by the body. There's no known safe level of lead in the body, and lead is poison. Lead can be found in paint, dirt, dust, soil, some imported or handmade ceramic items, fishing sinkers, ammunition and bullets, some jewelry, brass keys, and some foods, remedies, and spices, just to name a few items.
And how would a parent know if their child has lead poisoning?
The only way to know for sure would be to get a blood test for lead. We encourage parents to talk to their doctor, especially if the child is under 6 years old. Children are typically tested at age 1 and 2. There are times that children over the age of 2 may be tested again if they're at a higher risk. And their doctor will be the one to notify them if they are lead poisoned.
What are some of the ways that children can get lead poisoning?
Lead can be inhaled or ingested. For example, dust and soil that may contain lead can blow in the air, which then a child could breathe in. Eating or chewing on items that may contain lead is another risk, especially with toddlers and young children who may place items in their mouth frequently. Children may also put their hands in their mouth after touching a lead-contaminated product, item, dust, or soil. They may be exposed by chipping and peeling paint, especially in those homes that were built before 1978 when lead-based paints were still used.
What are the effects of lead?
Lead has harmful effects on the brain, especially for children under 6 years of age. It can cause learning and behavioral problems. It has also been shown to lower IQ points.
How can we prevent lead poisoning?
So the number one thing is to stay away from the source of lead. We want to avoid exposure. So you want to identify where that lead is coming from and eliminate it from your environment. We also encourage foods high in calcium, iron, and vitamin C. Eating regular healthy meals and snacks can reduce lead absorption. So it's important to eat these foods that have high calcium, such as milk, cheese, and yogurt, high in iron, such as meats, beans, and dried cereal, and high in vitamin C, such as orange juice, grapefruit, and tomato juice. Also, we encourage the importance of hand washing, especially before and after meals, washing toys and pacifiers, and avoiding dirt, dust, and soil.
Tell us more about how your program helps families in Riverside County.
Our Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Program tries to proactively educate the community through presentations and health fairs. We focus around Head Start programs, children's libraries, daycare providers, and anywhere we can educate families who have children in that target age group of 0 to 6. When we're notified of a lead level that requires our team to open a case or provide follow-up with a family, we not only attempt to identify the source of lead, but we'll gather and provide additional resources that the family may need, such as referrals for nutrition with WIC, services through our local regional center, or assistance with addressing safety needs in their home. Once a parent finds out their child has been lead poisoned, we're able to calm the worry by educating them and walking through the steps that will follow after the initial test is done. Our program is notified in several ways. If a child in our county has a high blood lead level, it can be from the doctor, from the lab, or even from the state. We routinely receive reports from the state with a list of children who have been tested in our county. And depending on what the lead level is, it determines what our course of action is. With some lead levels, we call the parents and provide education over the phone and mail the family some brochures and educational materials on lead poisoning. With other blood lead levels, it's more important to visit the home to identify the source of lead, where it would be coming from. And that would include a nurse, environmental specialist, and a health service assistant visiting that home and testing household items such as toys, plates that the children eat off of, kitchen utensils, and other items. The environmental professional can also check water, paint, and soil around the home. This program has been really successful for many years because of the team of professionals that work together and care about the children we serve.
And where can people learn more about the program and how can they contact you?
They can check out our website. We have a specific website that is for childhood lead poisoning prevention. They can look it up through a search engine online just by looking at Riverside County Lead Poisoning or directly at rivcoclpp.org. So it's rivcoclpp.org. Or they can give us a call at 1-800-346-6520. I'll just repeat that one more time. It's 1-800-346-6520. And a last resource would be just our Riverside University Health System public health page or website. Our social media posts through our Riverside County Public Health also will be sharing lead information throughout this week.
And as we kick off Lead Poisoning Week today, you're doing several events throughout the county to commemorate that. Can you tell us about some of that outreach?
So we are going out into the community a little bit more during this week. We want to reach as many people in the public as possible. We will be going out to libraries. We will be hosting presentations at schools. We will be visiting neighborhoods that are at higher risk potentially for lead poisoning. We call it our boots on the ground. We will be out in those neighborhoods with information, flyers, brochures for those members in those communities to learn a little bit more, especially when we have homes that are a little bit older in neighborhoods that may have that lead-based paint still around their area. So you may see us either in the east part of the county, out in the desert, Indio, Coachella area. We will also be visiting the west part of the county, the Jurupa Riverside area. But the team will be out there providing that education to the community.
I've been speaking with Kristen Rodriguez, Child Lead Poisoning Prevention Program Coordinator for Riverside County Public Health. Is there anything else you want us to know?
I think if there's one last thing to say to the community is it's important to have your kids tested for lead at 12 and 24 months. It could be damaging to the brain if not caught early. We want to identify and eliminate it as soon as possible. Lead is a poison, and we want the community to know that.
Give us your website and Facebook page one more time, please.
So our website is rivcoclpp.org. And Facebook would be through Riverside University Health Systems Public Health. And our phone number is 1-800-346-6520.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for working to keep us healthy.
Thank you again for having us.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.